on? How are y'all? Yeah, I'm ready to go. I knew that was coming. Y'all go ahead. That is the norm. You're right.
Gary, with the quarterback competition, how do you balance letting it play out as long as you need, but also giving whoever the guy is going to be enough time to, you know, be the first team and get established? And
you're right. I think that is a tricky situation. You know, we'll see. I mean, the bottom line is we're going to give them equal reps. I mean, it's an open competition. You know, we've laid out our plan and how we're going to rep them and those type of things so that we're getting an equal look at all of them. I think right now, obviously tomorrow we line up. Mark's going to go first. Trevor's going to go second. Paxton's going to go third. That will change on a day-to-day basis, okay, and how we do things. But we just want to give them all an equal opportunity. And, you know, as far as making a decision, I don't have a timeline on it right now. I want to get to work and, you know, have as good a days as we can possibly have, and we'll go from there.
When you say equal reps, you're talking about all three of them.
All three of them. Absolutely. All three of them, yes.
Is that with the first team as well?
It'll probably would work out more with, I would say, with Trevor and Mark splitting the first team reps more so than Paxton. But I would also say this, that we came out of the offseason with Paxton probably getting twice the amount of reps as our two other quarterbacks got. And when it's all said and done, we believe in, you know, developing young players, and it'll probably play out the same way.
Coach, what are some of the things you're looking for Paxton to improve on?
Well, I think I've already saw something. You know, he's went away for a month, basically. Well, all of us have. We've had him for a couple days. I think Paxton's struggles in the offseason were verbiage, huddle, all those type of things, and I've seen it improve already. So, you know, his talent's exceptional. We all know that. And I think he's more comfortable right now, just watching him bounce around, call plays. So we'll see. You know, we'll see how far he's come. I think that's something that's going to be continuously something we have to work on, but I think it is getting to be second nature for him, you know. So I think he's made a lot of improvement. I don't think that's going to be that big of a deal, but it is something that we'll have to continue to grind on.
Coach, do you believe Aqib Talib shot himself?
Well, something took place, you know, like I said, and that's, you know, he's dealing with an injury. The good news is that he is fine. We're doing everything we can to get him back ready to play. And our expectations are that that's going to be real soon.
Coach, last year, obviously, ultimately, the season ended up well for you. But coming back to this team, doing training camp, how smooth do you think this will go compared to last season starting up?
I don't think any training camp or season is smooth, you know. I mean, they're all tough and they're all different. So this is a different team. And, you know, we've got a lot of new faces. So we got a lot of work to do. It's a different season. So we let last year go. That'll be our focus as we get together tonight and get ready to hit the field tomorrow.
With Vaughn missing the offseason, how quickly can you get up to speed?
I'm sorry, one more time.
Vaughn missing the offseason, how quickly will he get up to speed?
You know, I think we'll have to see. You know, I heard John mention to you guys, what I do is I sit down before we go to camp, and I've got a group of players that I call kind of break players that I give breaks every now and then. I've also got a group of players that I call progression players. He's considered a progression player as we go to work tomorrow. He'll do so much. You'll see him so much on the field tomorrow, and then you'll probably see him go with Luke. But we'll build him up to get him to where he's at. Obviously, I think he's worked, you know, but it hasn't been with us. So we have to, you know, take a look at that as we go, and Luke and Greek will be on top of that.
Offensive line better this year than a year ago, and how long does it take?
Yeah, I think we've taken steps to get better on the offensive line, obviously in free agency. You know, even though Russell has not practiced throughout the course of the offseason, there's no doubt in my mind we have a chance to be better up front. That depends on how we work and, you know, how things go. But, you know, we've set ourselves up to be much improved, and we should improve with the guys that are already here. I mean, Matt did not miss a snap last year. He's the leader of our group. Schofield, better player. Sombrio, injured player coming back. So we should be better with the guys that played Max Garcia. So we've given ourselves an excellent chance to improve.
Will Russell and Ty be good to go tomorrow? Are they limited?
Russell is what we call a progression player, kind of like Bond right now. Ty's ready to go. He's good. Yeah, he's been fine.
Coach, what are your thoughts on the running back position? Are you a committee guy? Are you a bell cow guy? How do you envision it this year?
I think it's up to the players. You know, I mean, You know, they always talk about guys being two-down players or three-down players. I think CJ's proven he's a three-down player, does a good job in pass protection, those type of things. I think Ronnie took those same steps last year. Booker, this young kid that we just got, has made a lot of strides. He's now healthy and ready to go. I think we're all excited to see what he can be. But I really think that's up to the player. You know, they've got to go out there and prove they can go out there and carry it 25 times, stay on the field on third down, protect your quarterback, and, you know, that's what we're going to work to do.
From the knee surgery last year?
Say that again. Kenny. Yeah, not quite there yet, but very, very close. So, you know, we'll see where he's at day to day.
Gary, a year ago when you got here, you noticed there was a gap between the starters and the backups, and you worked hard to kind of narrow that gap. What's your philosophy now in year two with Lester?
I don't think it changes. You know, the one thing I want us to do is we coach all players. You know, I mean, we come in here with 90 guys. You know, I don't think you ever find out if you have a so-called diamond in the rough or a few free agent players that can help you win unless you give them a chance to do that. And, you know, if you go out there as a coach and you're working two groups and your threes are not getting many reps at all, you're not going to find that out. So our philosophy has always been to rep everybody. It's also been to give some breaks to some veteran players. When you do give those guys breaks, it gives other guys a chance to step up. So that will not change. Our young guys, I told them when they came in, well, actually when I talked to them Monday, you know, I told him, I've been talking to you and calling you a rookie for the last 4 or 5 months, but you're not a rookie. You're a member of this team. You guys have had enough work. You should go out there and compete with everybody else. So I think we're on equal footing as we go to work.
Where does it stand with Marshall, Hierman, and Green? Marshall on defense.
B's ready to go. Brandon's ready to go. So I don't see any limitations. Hierman, no limitations. I think we're going to be smart the first couple of days, and we may take him out of a few periods, may protect him in some special teams. And I think Virgil, you could see the same way. But those guys have all been cleared and ready to go. Yes.
When you evaluate the quarterbacks, is it mm-hmm. as simple as who makes plays, or is it more complicated than that?
You're asking me if I look at it, who? Well, I think it's who does the best job with the team. You know, I mean, obviously we got a system that you got to go run, get the ball in the right hands. We got a lot of playmakers on this football team. We got to get the ball in their hands the right way. You also got to protect the football for this team. I think there are a lot of things involved. You know, we'll see. We've got two good young quarterbacks on our roster, and then we've got another quarterback who's had success in this league. So, you know, let's let them go to work, and I'm interested to see how they come back. I think I've seen how Paxton's come back. I'm interested to watch Mark and Trevor hit the field tomorrow. How do they come back? How have they worked mentally and physically over the course of the last month? So, should know a lot more in about a week, but I'm excited to see what happens. You know, that's a good question, Jeff. I don't know. I think they're going to tell me, you know, about how they perform, how they handle the football team. But, you know, I'm excited to watch all of them. I think they've all worked extremely hard. I know that they know they're all on equal footing as far as reps and what's fixing to take place here. And they left here knowing that. So let's see how they come back.
So, Gary, could somebody kind of, I guess, become the front runner sooner than you expected and you make a decision?
I don't know. I've seen it happen that way. You know, I've seen it take some time. So we'll see. You know, we'll see. But the one thing I want to make sure is every night when we go up in that office that, you know, Mark had 75 throws that day. Trevor had 75 throws packed. You know, I want to be able to look at it that way. You know, I want to be fair from that standpoint because I think they all deserve the opportunity.
Tell any of the veterans in person that they'll be able to stay at home during camp?
We talked about it in the off season. You know, we got a lot of guys that live closer to this building than the hotel is. So, you know, I want them to get rest and do their job. Obviously, there's some consequences if they don't do their job. So, we'll treat them like men. They do a great job. Our guys have done a great job of handling their business, good leadership on this football team. So we'll give them an opportunity to sleep in their bed and do their job. Yeah, that's a good question, you know, because I know we've got two, you know, when I look at Jeff and I look at Virgil, I think we got two really good players, but let's face it, they did not go through the off season. Jeff might have practiced twice. So there is some concern there. We've tried to put together a plan where we work Jeff and Virgil along the right way and keep them healthy. But I think that is a, I don't want to say it's a question mark with our offensive football team right now, but we've got to get that group going the same way I think that we got all the groups going throughout the course of the offseason. So it's going to be up to them. I think other guys have come in and done a good job, our two young guys, and then, you know, of course, our young guy that we got from Houston. I'm sitting here forgetting his name. That's not good, okay? Garrett Graham, okay? So Garrett knows what he's doing, had a good offseason. So it'll be competitive. We'll see.
Gary, when you look at –
Do I put any thought into it? Probably doesn't matter what I think. But, no, I love having it here. This is awesome. Great for our fans. A lot of juice for our players every day with the fans out here. I love Greeley. Spent about a year of my life there. I enjoyed it, but I love being at home.
When you look at that third wide receiver spot, what can either one of those guys do to maybe set themselves apart? What are you looking for there?
Well, I think our receiver group might be as good as I've been around as far as going to camp, potentially. Okay, so we're going to see what happens. But it's going to be very competitive from that standpoint. We know who our one and our two is. I think we all understand that. But it will be very competitive. Special teams will have a lot to do with it. I think last year at the end of camp, we were a 6 wide receiver team, if I'm right. Okay, and we could very well be that way again with the players that we have because they're all very good special teams players.
Yeah, what's your timeline to find the starting QB? Is it the end of the preseason or all the way up to the first game?
I don't really have one, you know. We're just going to go to work every day. Camp's a long grind. We got a lot to get done each day and a lot of practices to get under our belt, so we'll take it a day at a time.
You said when you left in June you had a kind of a better feel for what was bothering Ware's back. You had a better handle of it. Are you still encouraged that you can
– Yeah, I think Greek and them feel very good about the direction we're heading. Obviously, he's taking a physical today, so that'll be determined. But as far as him being ready to go and getting him ready to go here – for the start of the season, I think we're heading in the right direction. Just a matter of right now what we're going to be doing each day. So, obviously, he's going to miss a little time right here as we work him into it.
Coach, you talked about leadership on this team and how good it is. Is there something you need to talk to the guys about, the challenge that is trying to repeat, or is that something that...
You know, I talk about what's ahead, really. And it's hard for me today because I'm talking to y'all before I talk to the guys. So I've obviously got a message that I want to send today as we move forward. But most of our talk throughout the course of the season has been about what's ahead for this organization, this football team, and that we're focused on chasing another one.
Coach, are you expecting to rotate along the offensive line during the regular season like you did last year, or are you hoping to get a set starting?
That's up to the players, you know. I think we, like I said, we got a chance to be pretty good up front. We got to get some guys going, Russell being one of them, up front and getting Ty going again. But that's up to the players. You know, we'll see. I think we got a chance to be very good, though.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
Thank you. Thanks, Coach.